pass on the mountains, one pair of hands from the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
this is Pastor Buddy coming in here just a little bit late. Got caught in traffic and couldn't make it back to the old Ponderosa here, but we're here. Got a great message for you. We're going to follow up on our message of last night about pagan rituals. Tonight we're going to tell you who is guilty of delivering the pagan traditions, if you will, the rituals of the evil, we believe, because the Bible says here in the book of Jeremiah, in chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. I'd like to read that for you when we get started here to lay you a gestalt. Hear the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them, for the customs of the people are in vain. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the customs of the people are vain. Anything that is not biblically supported by Scripture. These things are very important to us as we study Scripture. And if you are a Bible student and you tremble at the word of Yahweh, and you are very concerned of how that you serve Him, how that you obey Him, and the Bible said, make your election and calling sure. Look at the book of Jude, chapter 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Now, what does that mean? It means that the pagan ways of traditions that the Bible warned us not to get caught up in is the way of Cain. Cain established false gods, many gods, traditional mythological gods, if you will. Look at Zeus. Look at Talmus that we talked about last night. Look at Astar or Ishtar. In this tabernacle or Passover season, when we are approaching the time of the Passover in the greeners of barley, or the spring festival event, the scripture says, learn not the ways of a heathen. And search the scriptures wherein you think you have eternal life. You have none. So people who have dedicated their life, very sincere, sincerely wrong, traditioned, and most likely deceived by the way of Cain. That's what that means. Remember, Cain was a worshiper. But Cain did it in the way that seemed right. He didn't do it in the way that was right. He did it in the seemed right way. Woe unto them, for they've gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam. Now, what does that consist of? Money. The church, churchanity, Christianity. And I'm not implying that all of the folks in the Christian churches are deceived or worshiping tradition, because we got some faithful people that are trying to see and ask for the old path. And when you walk in, you're going to find rest for your soul. And so then, the hungry, the thirsty, those who are in prison, those that are bound by tradition. You ever get sick of tradition? The same old pagan rituals every year. Easter come up, put on your Easter bonnet, break out the bunny rabbits, break out the Easter decoration, the flags, the eggs, and the things that are associated with paganism that we discussed last night in the scriptures. They have ran greedily in the way of Balaam. That means that they love money. That means that people will actually pay good money, tithes and offerings, to hear things that are soothing, not things challenging, not things different, not to break the spell of the sleepy church age. Let them alone. Do not open their eyes. Do not open their ears, because that brings controversy. That brings division. Now, he said in the scriptures that he was not called to bring unity. He was called to bring division, to separate the even family members in this great message that is what we call the revelation of truth, the light. And the Bible said, as you see the light, walk in and find rest for your soul. Many people are content in the way of Balaam, that's the church age, preaching for money, preaching for tradition, preaching for position, preaching for honor among one another, other than trying to serve Yahweh. They have ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perish in the gainsaying of Kor. Now, these are spots in the feast that you have. The feast of Passover. While they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about with winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their shame, wandering stars, oh my, to whom is reserved the blackness and the darkness forever. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before with the apostles of our Messiah, how that he told you that there should become mockers, traditionalists. If you mock the word of Yahweh with tradition, you're a mocker. Learn not the ways of the heathen. Do not run in the ways of the paganistic heathen who keep Easter in a paganistic way of hiding Easter eggs with bunny rabbits and trying to change the word of Yahweh and His truth into the rituals of Talmuz or Baal or Ishtar and make themselves twofold more the child of hell than they were. These are they that separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But, beloved, building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, keep yourselves in the love of Yahweh, looking for mercy of our Master and our Messiah into eternal life. Now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, where did tradition come from? Who is the author of confusion? Who's the author of tradition? Where do we learn the ways of the heathen? How do we adopt it? Now, I gave you two books last night and tonight. Particularly, we'd like to emphasize again the book by Alexander Hyssop, where he wrote about the two Babylons. Now, the Babylon of ancient Asia, where the Israelites, the house of Yehudah, were confined for 70 years, and there they learned the ways of the heathen by adopting the philosophy and the vain deceit, because they wanted to be heathen. Therefore, Yahweh turned them over to a reprobated mind to believe a lie and to be damned. Now, we're going to the great mystery of the whore that is spoken of Babylon. Mr. Hyssop particularly wrote about this chapter that Pastor Buddy is about to relate to you. Many of you read it. Many of you earnest Bible contenders for the faith know exactly where it's at. It is in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations. Now read with me. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Oh my. Now a whore is someone that prostitutes herself for, like Balaam, for gain, for silver, for gold, for prestige, for honor among themselves. And that which is highly esteemed among man or among this whore system is an abomination to Yahweh. And so the Bible says again, and it's calling you out to separate yourself from those people who are collectively teaching the traditions and the ways of the whorish church from Babylon. Who is she? Let's read on. With whom the kings of the earth, now these are the mighty nobles, the princes, the cardinals, the rabbis, the preachers, the church elders, the same one that killed the Messiah, these are the same ones who claim they love him with their mouth, but their heart is tied directly to their tradition. Come out of them. Come out of her. Come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sins. Ladies and gentlemen, the way of Yahweh is so perfect. The way of Yahweh is a way in the wilderness. It is a way that is right as opposed to the way that seems right. Now, if we know Yahweh, we know His truth. If we know His truth, we're hated. The Bible says, you shall be hated of all nations, of all people, for my name's sake. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a foregone conclusion. And Yahweh wants those honest-hearted people to turn from their wicked ways, not to learn the way of the heathen, not to participate in the heathenistic traditional ways of the church that seems right. Now, we're going to find out that John marveled, along with the kings who had committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. What is that? That's false doctrine. The wine of false doctrine. Oh, how they love it. Oh, how they drink it. Oh, how they desire it. They can't wait to get to church to keep their own tradition. Mama did it this way. Daddy did it this way. We've done it for years, and you know it can't be wrong. We love the Lord here, honey. We obey His word, honey. And they'll go on, and they'll go on, and they'll go on in the manner of the Babylonian church, refusing to separate themselves, even when the word is preached by those prophets and those teachers and those witnesses that Yahweh has called. For He said, you are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servants who I am chosen, that you may believe me and know that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, and neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. How are we going to get around the Babylonian whore without stumbling, without getting addicted to her message? Because her message is the wine of intoxication. John, when he saw her, marveled greatly. Let's read on. So he carried me away in the spirit, verse 3, into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, had the names of blasphemy, what does that consist of, Pastor Buddy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's what it consists of. It consists of every name imaginable. Well, I belong to Old Yaller Creek Baptist Church, or I belong to this Lutheran assembly, or I belong to the Mormon Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. Oh, well, I belong to the greatest church, the biggest, most powerful church in the world. I am a Catholic. I am a Universalist. I believe that the Catholic Church is the universal church that God chose for the leadership, and our Pope is the head of the assembly. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the awesome problems that we have today is a large church called a whore. She sits upon many waters. And the Bible says the waters are the peoples. And so this woman and her doctrine, which intoxicates the Trinitarian doctrine of the whore, intoxicates people because they give them no answers but a riddle, just like Solomon gave, or Samson gave, or the wise men of old gave. They gave riddles and talked in riddles and denied the actual truth of the power of the written word. It is written basically how that you are to keep the ritual of Passover. All of the word of Yahweh is pure. And Yahweh himself, keeping his ways as the way of truth, to separate those who are willing to suffer, those who are willing to be alone, those who are willing to be lonely, those that are hated. They shall see that you are called by my name, saith Yahweh, and they shall hate you. All of the religious denomination today in Christianity teaches the name of Jesus Christ, and they have no substitute. They will accept no substitute. But ladies and gentlemen, there is not a substitute for a false name except you use the true name. Now, what is the true name? 1,189 chapters devoted in the biblical canonization of the King James Bible. 44 writers expounded upon the scriptures using Lord, L-O-R-D, which actually means Baal, the god of the sun, S-U-N worship, the Baal worshipers, the grove worshipers, the prostitute worshipers, who gathered in the prostituting, spiritually drunken hordes that had been deceived by the power of this great whore to deceive even the very elect, if it's possible, from such, turn away and learn not the ways of the heathen on Pastor or a Passover, which is now been called Easter, which is a pagan ritual acceptance of the pagan goddess who is now being worshipped as the fourth member of the Godhead, the Mother of God, Queen Mary, substituting in the guise or behind the scenes of this whore is the unmistakable and most revealing matter of Easter, the goddess that was worshipped by the Chaldeans, the Assyrians, and the Babylonians. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for this cause, many are spiritually sick and wounded in their minds. They can't grasp. They have no eyes. They can't see. They have no eyes. They can't hear. They have no ears. And when this gospel is preached, since they have no eyes and no ears, then they themselves are turned over to a reprobated mind, for they are ever learning, calling upon the names of Baal and the names of the pagan deities of the past. Jesus. Jesus. Now, I know this is hard on the Christian listener, but I'm not your enemy. I am your friend. I am come preaching in the name above every name. I am is the causative verb to be. Eliasher. Hayah. Hallelujah. It is the name that was translated out of the Bible, taken away, cast to the side, over to the junk heap, and they begin to call on a Semite name, a pagan name, invented by. Now, I know this is hard on you preachers, but you preachers that do not have the intestinal fortitude, when you know the truth, and you keep on compromising because you love peace. The Bible says, I did not come to bring peace. I come to bring division. I come to set a man against his mother, or his father, or his wife, or his husband, or his children, or yea, even his own life. This is the most responsible walk this side of glory. And if you cannot dance to the music, and the Messiah said, we piped to you, but you didn't dance. We told you, but you couldn't hear. We showed you, but you couldn't see. Come out of her, my people. Touch not this unclean tradition, ways that seem right, and I'll give you a revelation that will make you despise. I will give you a revelation that will make you lonely. I will give you a revelation that will cause your family to hate you for my namesake. I did not come to bring any peace. And yet Christianity preaches peace. Pay, pray, and prosper are the three P's that are in the pod with the Trinitarian concept, denying the one true Hebrew Elohim and the mighty El of Yahweh in the Spirit, Yahweh in the flesh, and Yahweh coming back with that spiritual body, resurrected, filling the Godhead, for in Him, that is in the Messiah, is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and the ritual and the commandments of performance based strictly on the Word of Yahweh in Passover, not Ishtar. And so this pagan church who had the names of blasphemy, and the woman was arrayed. Oh, how these churches look so grand. They have what you would call deep pulpits, choir lofts filled with choir singing, serenaders in unison and in perfection, playing well upon their instruments, highly trained, highly paid, to deceive, if they could, the very elect. Again, turn and walk not into this trap of this beautiful woman who was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of the abomination and filthiness of her fornication. Oh, my, what a whore. What a beautiful whore. How precious she seemed. All of her attire. Waiting for you to be cast into the bed with her. And if you partake of her doctrine, you've committed fornication and are subject to error and even death and even rejection at the day that you must bow the knee to the one true God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the same God yesterday, today, and forever, who is over you, not some imaginary trinity, but a creator who came in a flesh body. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. The action part of his physical being, going back to the time that he spoke everything into existence, gave us a name to call upon in the day of trouble, gave us the highest adoration and the most magnificent way to praise him. When we say Yah, we said it all. When you say Hallelujah, you may thank some other God, but when you said Hallelujah, if you would have only known, if you had have only been told, or if you'd only heard the gospel, or if you'd only seen with your spiritual eye, behold, it is I, he said. I formed you, and before I formed you, I knew you. Before you came into being, I knew you. And now my word is gone out of my mouth of my prophets. For how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? Faith comes by hearing. Turn from these terrible pagan customs of bunny rabbits. The fertility god, the image of Easter, the pagan goddess, adopted and brought to you by a whore church that professes Christ in their mouth. But they're full of abominations and full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And upon her forehead was a name written. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. Oh, there we go. Now, that means that there is a formulation of one major worldwide universal church that had a way that seemed right. It had the pomp. It had the splendor. It had the scarlet robes. It had the crowns of gold. It had the churches of stained glass. It had the sacraments of bringing the body of Christ down in a wafer with the IHS involved in the center of that wafer and the cup, the ritual cup of his blood, bringing the body, if you will, of Christ down to its partitioners, or its practitioners, or its partners. And ladies and gentlemen, when you eat the bread of deception, when you lay in the bed with the traditions of the great whore that corrupted the whole earth and had upon her forehead mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the introduction of tradition and pagan rituals adopted now into true Christianity, and all of the harlots, who are they? That's the one that hated the whore. What about the time when the great harlot exodus of the whore? They hated the whore. They burnt her flesh. They hated her doctrine. And yet they came out and formulated and formed other harlot churches that was a branch off the whore called harlots. The whore and her harlots. All of these churches which are preaching Ishtar and the rituals of Ishtar are taking the cup, hiding the eggs, dyeing it with Talmuz and Baal in Easter, the goddess of the pagan, the woman of the Revelation 17, the great whore. The universal church is the whore that has deceived the whole world with the name of blasphemy. And they shall worship this name that is attached to this whore. And I saw the woman drunken, not on wine, but on blood, the martyred saints. This church that I'm talking about tonight, and if you've ever read about the modern power of this false church, how she literally killed millions and continues under the guise of Christianity to fight wars for the cause of keeping its people in bondage, in darkness, in ignorance, in fear, and in superstition, and will go right to their graves killing you, even thinking that they're doing their God a service. Marvel not. I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs. Have you ever read the Fox Book of Martyrs? And the millions of people that were killed, their heads taken from their shoulders, fed to wild beasts in sporting events, their blood mingled and strangled and drunken by these heathen. The Fox Book of Martyrs is a horror story. It is worse than all of the horror movies or the horror of wars that have turned into movies. Anything that you could conceive of as a horror, the Fox Book of Martyrs goes into detail how this universal church, the great whore that sits on seven hills or seven mountains, changed herself into the nature of a religious beast, caused the people that worshipped her to be cast into bed and committed fornication with her, who drank her doctrine and become drunken to the stupor and the ignorance and the fear and the superstition that they would literally kill the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of the Messiah. And when I saw her, I wondered, even after John saw her commit these atrocities, these martyrs of literally millions of the blood of the saints that she shed, he still wondered with great admiration. Can you believe that there is a wicked church upon the earth, and yet it seems so righteous that you yourself are so blind, as John was, that he marveled and admired her so greatly, even though he knew that she had made the saints, the true worshipers, the non-traditionalists, who loved Yahweh, who kept his commandments, who walked with him, and who honored him, who called on his name without fear or reservation, who stood up in the time of persecution, who would not back down, who would not receive the mark of this name that she promoted. Ladies and gentlemen, need I say any more? She brought a name into the earth, and people literally, by the millions, if not trillions, bow to this name every day, call on this name every day, worship it blindly, fearfully, and superstitiously in the traditions of the age of Ishtar and the age of Pentecost, or the age of Christmas. All of these pagan rituals, dates changed, calendar changed, times and seasons changed, to make you two for more the child of hell than you are to begin with. Withdraw yourself. Come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Oh, my ladies and gentlemen, notice this. And the angel said, verse 7, unto me, wherefore did I marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. That's where Satan comes from. This is a satanic church using the name of a false pagan god that is admired and worshipped all over the earth. The name of Yahweh cast to the ground. The name above every name, hallelujah. Even by the saints that use the pagan name when they get happy, when they want to adore him, when they want to give him praise, they exclaim out of their mouth the verbal sounding of Yah, hallelujah, or praise be to Yah. And then they turn and drink the cup of abomination, wipe their mouth, commit fornication with a whore, and say they've done no wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, from such, turn away. This whore shall go into perdition, and they that dwell upon earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not. She formulated as an evil beast. Then she turned into a Christian church. And many that call upon her name, thinking that they're doing Yahweh a service, do not really know Yahweh. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen. And there would have to come a time of your reckoning. Come out of her, my people. Learn not the ways of the heathen, and do not worship in tradition and paganism. It may seem harmless, but it's the way of death. Yahweh does not want you dealing in these evil issues. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and by Sister Audrey out of the great state of Mississippi. We're glad to have you aboard. We hope and trust that Yahweh would bless you going in and bless you coming out. We would pray that you would take our message. message tonight. Again, I apologize for being a few minutes late. Thank Dave for filling in for me and playing a little music for you as we got tied up in traffic. But we made it in, and we're so glad. I know now why in my spirit that Satan desired to hold me up, that I would not be able to expose him in this revelation that I've given you tonight about the pagan rituals and the traditions of these pagan gods who have crept in and who are now turned people into fables, and they worship the lie rather than the Creator. Well, ladies and gentlemen, are you going up the rough side of the mountain? Are you striving? Are you coming through a barren land in spiritual revelation? Did you know that the Bible said there will come a famine in the last day? And it will say, not for bread or water, but for hearing the word with the boldness of the truth. Very few people is privileged to hear a message like I preached to you tonight. Preachers will not, for the love of money or the filthy lucre or for the wages of Balaam, perishing in the gainsaying of Kor, professing themselves to be wise, they are nothing but fools, turned from those in their traditions, and mount up on the wings of an eagle. Take the truth. Find you an altar. Repent. Be baptized in the magnificent name of Yahweh. Make a vow to your Creator. Get down tonight on your knees. Maybe you've called on that pagan name, and you've heard Pastor Buddy expound on this magnificent and magnanimous name of Yahweh. Try it. Try it as you bring the breath out of your body. As you exhale, exclaim, Yah, Hallelujah. See how good it feels to your spirit. It's so natural. It's like coming into a new era of understanding. You'll wonder how that you were so blind. You'll wonder how that you were so deaf. When you hear this, you'll become hated. I promise you that. It won't be a bed of roses. Your wife may turn against you. Your husband may turn against you. Your children may deny you. But though a mother forget her sucking child, Yahweh has promised He will not forget you. Now, I'd like to give you my mailing address tonight. I'd really like to hear from you. We need your help financially. The nation, the economy is bad. Sow a seed in our mystery. Sow a seed and reap a true name. If this name is not the name, you challenge me on the radio. You call me up and challenge me. And we'll meet live, and I'll record the debate. And you and I will have a great debate. If you want to know, if you want to understand, if you want to grow in grace and knowledge, take this great name of Hallelujah. That's all you need. Just praise it. Just sound it out of your very being and see how powerful this vibration of this great name is. You don't even have to clench your teeth. When you say that other name, you have to clench your teeth. When you say this name, it's natural as the breath you breathe. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now it's Pastor Buddy. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, you can call me tonight. I'm live here on WWRB 31185, Clear Channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Call me at area code 423-338-1972. Now I'm at the Hallelujah Acres farm here in Tennessee. You can call me live here tonight. I'll take your call. Area code 423-338-1972. Ladies and gentlemen, I've so enjoyed being with you. I would not have missed this message, although the devil wanted me to. Even myself, I've been blessed by the revelations and by the encouragement of the Holy Ruach, or the Eternal Spirit called the Holy Ghost, that is now bringing forth light and revelation in this time of Easter, where the pagans will gather and assemble. They will bake their hams, deny the lamb. They will keep their Easter and deny our Passover that the Messiah give us to keep. Won't you join us? Won't you join the troops in the trenches that is fighting the fight of faith? If you will, Yahweh will bless you. And He will give you a name that is above every name in the world. You'll never regret it. You may lose your wife. You may lose your family. You may lose your mother or your dad or your sister or your brother. But you won't lose Him. I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. You are a faithful servant, and you have not denied my name. Hallelujah. I'll see you Monday night, live on WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with a brand new message. May Yahweh bless you, and I love you.